There you are.
Having fun freezing to death out here? No? Good. I have half a mind to leave you out here and let the wolves pick your bones clean. Care to tell me exactly what happened? So you thought killing a deer and then freezing to death was more important? More important than swallowing your pride and not coming home with anything? I don't want to hear it. Get up, march home. We can discuss this when we get back. Now, take off those wet clothes and get into bed now. Good. Now stay awake. You need to eat something. I'm not angry. I'm furious. What did you have to prove? That you can be the biggest idiot that anyone else in this village? Turn me into a crying widow at the mere thought of you? I'm sorry. I was worried. I was scared you might never come back. I'm not crying, it's just a tear. I know you're sorry. What is it going to take for you to stop putting yourself in harm's way? What do I mean? Look around you. All this treasure, all this wealth and glory, when will it be enough? When will you stop trying to prove that you're the greatest of the clan? If it's about earning a place in Asgard, dear, I'm sure you already have it. Then what is it? Oh, so you want people to remember you, to sing about you and your family's name again, in honor of your father and brother. We still mourn your father, and we still remember your brother. They were both great warriors of their own time, and you will be too. But rushing off into the blizzard, ignoring the danger like that, it's foolish. And all you would have been remembered as was Wolfsnack the Fool. Is that what you want? No? Good. Because I would have hated being called Wolfsnack the Widow. No, I'm still mad at you. And honey, you will be a great warrior too. But not risking your life at every opportunity, almost dying. Dinner seems to be ready. It's soup. What's in it? Salted boar, cheese, leek, some beans, and carrots. Oh no. You must have a fever from the cold. You have to be delusional right now to tell me you're not hungry after I saved you, darling. That's what I thought. Now let me pour you a bowl. Here, eat. Darling, my sweet, sweet husband, if you don't eat that soup right now, a fever will be the last thing of your worries. That's what I thought. If only we had more women like me in the raids. You'd be home rearing the children. Oh God, no. I pray to Odin every day that our children will take after me. Huh? Oh, you think I'm keeping this a secret? No, 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 no. I want every bard and skald singing poems and writing hymns about me saving you. Yes, dear, is right. Now let me feel your forehead. Your face is burning. It's like I'm touching Brock and Sindri's forge. For your sake, it better be the blood returning to your face. Stay put, I'm grabbing you another pelt. Oh, no, no, no. Don't try to butter me up now. The term taking an arrow to the knee might mean we're married, but I know how to use a bow. You have a tear in your boot. Don't worry, I'll be sure to sew it back together. Here, you comfy now? Good. Now let me get comfortable. Oh no, still mad. I just sleep better cuddling you and listening to your heartbeat. And stop playing with my hair. I love you too. You're a fool and a brute. And you're also my loving and brave husband. How many winters have we been married now? 3? 4? Oh, gods. I remember you trying to court me. You're lucky you were cute and persistent. What do I mean? Do you remember the first time you tried to court me? Oh no, that was the second time. Though, to be fair, you were drunk the first time. Do you remember the Yule Festival? Well, let me remind you. You were on your maybe 4th horn of mead. You staggered over to me for a dance, which quickly developed to me holding you up while we danced. Your breath reeked of mead. The song ended. You kissed me, only to immediately puke. To your credit, you didn't puke on me, but still. Not to mention, it was the first time you called me your wingless Valkyrie. Oh, the second time wasn't much better, to be honest. Why? Because no woman wants to receive a gift from a man covered in blood, Bearfang or not. Honestly, thinking back on it, I should have known what I was getting into with you. Well, of course I wear it. I love you. Oh, but the funniest one was the long ship. You were so excited to name your long ship after me, and in the end you set it aflame in the raid. Ah, I'm sorry, but it's funny. What was it that made me finally say yes? Remember the time we were attacked? My mother's home was ablaze. You charged in and rescued my sister and mother from those flames. That's why I married you. Well, that, and you have a very nice rear. You do, but mine's better. Now, let's get some rest, my love. I love you, darling. Sweet dreams.